The Knives of El Melik. A story of freelance diplomacy, intrigue, and mystery in the Far East. K.C. Smith and Ali, Ghost Corps operatives, and Amira, daughter of a friendly sheikh, escape from the dungeons beneath the ruined Temple of Tolman, but are driven deeper into the maze of underground passageways by the followers of Melik Pasha. Entering what appears to be an outer tomb, K.C. and his companions are again imprisoned as a heavy slab of stone drops over the only entrance. By means of a rope, K.C. manages to get himself and friends out of the death trap. In trying to find a way out through the passages, they come upon the main cavern, a cache of smuggled arms and munitions. The cavern is filled with Melik Pasha's men. By trickery and ventriloquism, Ali frightens the superstitious natives out of the cavern.
Quick now, we haven't a moment to lose. Melik Pasha may arrive any moment, and I don't propose to be caught again. Amira, you keep an eye on that passageway. If you hear anything, sing out, understand?
Yes, Kasi.
And I, friend?
You come with me, Ali. We're going to have another look at those boxes of farming implements. Here, behind the curtain.
And if there are pistols and cartridges?
Well, there ought to be. Look for them. Break open some of those cases. Here. Rifles, machine guns, cartridges. No pistols, eh?
I have not done yet. But with perseverance and the guidance of Allah, I may yet. Ah, musky. Pistols, an entire case of them.
Automatics. Good. Wipe the grease off a couple of them. Tear a piece off your jalebi and run it through the barrels. Rip the tops off the boxes till you find cartridges meant for them. Where are those kegs of powder Suleiman found?
Back there. Beside the wall.
Right. Hurry up with those automatics and then come give me a hand.
Aye, Kasi.
Everything clear, Amira?
Clear, Kasi. Continue with thy work.
Here, Kasi. A staunch companion when a man most needs a friend. Nicely cleaned and fully loaded.
Fine. Extra clips?
3 for you and 3 for me.
Good. Give me a hand now with these kegs. Stack them in the middle of those boxes and crates. We'll open a few and dump the powder in a pile.
Aye.
Now, leave those smaller ones alone. We'll use them later. These big fellows are the ones to do the work.
But your object in all this, my friend...
What does it look like? Here, help me with these boxes of cartridges. Stack them on the kegs. There. Well, what does it look like?
By the beard of Muhammad, that will make a spectacle such as never before been seen in Aswan.
Or heard either, what? If we can only finish before Melik Pasha and his friends arrive. All right, that's enough here. Now break open a couple more of those kegs and lay a train of powder to where the rest of them are stacked.
I want to see.
Here, I'll give you a hand. This train wants to be thick. Lay it on heavy.
So a little more down here, Kasi. There, good. Now, we knock in the tops of several kegs and lay them on their sides by the train of powder. So.
Well, guess that ought to fix things nicely. All those small kegs, we'll each take a couple. Break the heads in.
That's it.
Now lay a train of powder from those kegs out through the cavern into the main passageway. Lay the powder close to the wall where it won't be noticed.
You are finished, Kasi?
Not quite, my dear. You will see the finish, and it'll be worth seeing, I promise you that. Amira, move on ahead of us up the passageway. Keep your eyes open. Hurry it up, Ali. We haven't got all night.
Kasi!
What's the trouble now?
Out here. Look!
Keep on laying that train, Ali. I'll be back in a minute. What is it, Amira?
Oh, look, Kasi. The corridor turns here. It runs into a wide cross tunnel. There is water in that tunnel.
By George. A path alongside the channel. And torches on the wall.
But look beyond. Into the blackness. Beyond the last torch. Those glimmering specks.
Ah. Joe. You're looking out into the night, Amira. Those flickering specks are stars. You found the entrance to Melik Pasha's hideout.
But the channel of water entering beside the opening.
10 to 1, that's the stream we crossed back there somewhere.
Trouble, Kasi? Is it? that we have followed the wrong corridor?
No, Ollie, we're all right. See there, beyond that last porch? The entrance to this underground maze. That's the river door.
Then we have sufficient powder in our little kegs, if the distance be no greater than that. And Melik Pasha's men?
Well, either you scared them into taking boats and going back across the river, or else they've climbed up the bank and are headed for the foot of the island.
Let us then finish our task. If we are caught here...
Right. Amira, go on to the entrance. It must be masked in some way from the river and opposite shore. If you see a boat heading this way, let me know. All right, bring that powder train right up to the entrance, Ollie.
Then you will light it at once?
No, not at once.
Look,
not
see, a boat filled with men making for the island.
All right. Hurry up, Ali. Probably Melik Pasha and the leaders of the tribes.
Oh, make haste, Kasi. Oh, the boat, it is close. I can hear their voices. It is Melik Pasha.
Good enough, Ali. That powder train's right up to the entrance. Hold it now.
Oh, but we cannot get out. They will see us.
And no cross passage to conceal ourselves.
Here, Amira, down on the floor in that hollow beside the entrance. Down beside her, Ali, quick. For God's sake, don't even breathe. We'll have a chance. I think. We can chance their passing without their noticing us.
British dogs will soon be made aware of Melik Pasha's power. Arms and munitions enough for all the tribes await us here. Abdullah, go you and climb to the top of the ruined tomb. Flash the signal to the Dahabis. Come, my brothers. I lead the way.
By Allah, the sightless old jackal near stepped on my legs.
By the beard, that was too close for comfort. Not one of the old eagles so much as glanced our way.
Oh, let us leave this place of evil, Kasi. They may return.
We're leaving now. Their boat's tied up at the passage opening and there's no one in sight. We're all set. Ali, you take Amira and get into the boat. Wait for me there.
I cannot help.
Nothing further to do. The feast is prepared. The jackals have gathered. Now to feed them. Wait for me out there in the boat and be ready to shove off.
Anarai, Habib. Come, Amira.
Why does he wait, Ali? Is there still something?
Take thy place in the prow of the boat, Amira. What our friend hath yet to do is a grim duty.
A duty? Then why does he appear so grave? And thou also, my friend.
Because that duty is not a pleasant one. The lives of a few must be sacrificed to save the lives of many.
All right, Ali, shove off. Out into the stream as quick as we can. Give me one of those sweeps. Poor Ali. Make for the docks over there, Aswan.
The powder, it caught, my friend?
I'll say it caught. I dropped a torch in it. I saw it flash around the bend of the corridor. And I left. The end of the Feast of Jackals, Amira, and of Yubla Nadim ibn el-Melik Pasha. Yes, it's over.
And Suleiman's oath of vengeance has been fulfilled. Ya Allahu Akbar, Ilaha il Allah.
Here, Ali, tie up at this end of the dock, in the dark. I'd rather not be seen coming from the island. Come, Amira.
Yes, Kasi.
Back to headquarters in the Shan Bazaar. We've got to figure a way to get Amira out of Aswan at once.
The horses Suleiman left at the Sarai, perhaps on the Kufra road?
We may use them yet. Down this way, Amira.
Allah malak, Kasi. Walk softly. Do you see a glimmer of light behind the green lattice of our windows? Up there?
Oh. Now, whom do you suppose that could be?
Some of El Pasha's erstwhile followers awaiting our return, perhaps?
Well, we'll soon find out. In here, Amira. Stay behind us. Now, Ali, we'll see if our visitor knows the code.
Darling?
A voice from the tomb. From one who casts no shadow.
Arsene?
G4 and G7.
Come in, Casey and Ali. I've been expecting you.
By Jove, you're a filthy-looking pair of beggars. Oh.
Boy, I beg your pardon. I didn't see the lady.
Baker, what are you doing here? Oh, yes. Amira, let me present the C.D. Baker. The lady chief is the Shahzadi Amira, of whom you've heard.
Shahzadi, I am honored.
Salam, C.D.
And Ali, you know, of course.
Neharak Said, Yasid.
Neharak Said Umbarak, Ali.
What brings you to Aswan, chief?
Before we go into that, have you any progress to report on the little matter of...
Speak up, Baker. Amira knows all about it. In fact, she had a large share in the cleaning up of the little matter.
Cleaning up?
Yes, chief. I have to report the backbone of the revolt of the tribes broken, the arms and munitions discovered and completely destroyed, and Melik Pasha dead.
Well done, Casey.
Thanks, chief. Well, the Ghost Corps carries on.